Coach Montgomery.
After a long time of preparation, it's definitely not the finish that we thought that we would have. Really mismanaged the last few downs of the game. We had the plays that we wanted called. We had people leave the field. We've been in two-minute drills too many times where we work exactly what we need to do. A lot of credit goes to North Carolina A&T. I thought the transition of their quarterback there at the end gave us some problems defensively. Offensively, in the second half, we didn't execute. We had a whole lot. I thought our quarterback started the game off pretty good. And then down the stretch, we didn't execute. He took a couple of hits that we can't have. They gave us a lot of problems with their twist inside. All in all, just you can't finish football games like that. We knew that it was going to be a tough game to beat a team that hadn't lost in so long. We had the opportunity there at the end to do it. We managed the clock correctly, got the ball back with a two-minute drill. Completed the ball inbounds. Well, you just can't do. We got to understand the situation there, and we didn't do it. When you look at their penalties, our penalties, when you look at the yardage, the one thing that stands out to you is that we did a good job in some of those deals, but it all comes down to turnovers. We turned the ball over where we've never seen Reed throw the ball back across his body like that. And then we've put the ball on the ground just too many times here since I've been here. Just way too many times. We had our back that had the best ball security in camp to put it on the ground, and we just can't have that happen. And all that goes directly to me. There's no way that I can point the finger at any of these kids. They prepared harder than any group I've ever been around, and they did exactly what we asked them to do to get to this point. We got a quick turnaround. We got to come in here early in the morning and get ready to go for a really good Tar Heel football team, and we got to get our guys back. The one thing that I say is that there was a great amount of unity in the locker room just now. We've been through a lot together. Didn't think that this would be something that we would be going through together, but here we are. So we're going to manage it as well as we can, and we understand that that is not acceptable, and we have to continue to grow this football program and play much better football in the future.
Coach, do you feel like after this loss, your job's in jeopardy?
Every single time you lose a football game, I feel that way. We didn't go out and execute the way that I thought we should have. Looking at it from the outside in, there's no way that I would expect this from a Pirate football team.
Coach, you talked about this game being crucial. You used that word going into this game. How crucial is it now to kind of drown out the noise? Because you know in this day and age in social media, it's hard for you and for the players to drown out the noise of the Pirate fans who are going to obviously be very upset.
Be very hard, just being candid as I can, but that's what we have to do. We have no other choice. This is what we've chosen, and this is where we are. And unfortunately, we didn't do what we were supposed to do, not as a coaching staff, not as players, not as a program. We worked really hard to get to this point. And we came out in the game playing pretty well. But when we got down to the red zone, didn't get a score, and turned the ball over for a score, those games, those one plays in games can turn around a lot, and that's exactly what happened in this game.
Was it a chance that you were struggling running the football? Did you decide to try to throw down there?
Yeah, they were playing cover zero on us down there, which is, basically daring us to throw it. They turned the flatter loose down there, and, Blake Pro was sitting on the front pylon by himself. And we've thrown that so many times in practice where it's just been wide open the same way. They dropped him in coverage, and Reed came off of it and went back across the field with the ball. So, yeah, we had struggled in the run game because they were playing low safeties. That's exactly what they've been doing the whole time. And we thought that we could throw it a lot better than we threw it today.
So, you're starting the quarterback position again?
No, we got to go back and look at the tape. That's the first thing we got to do is, from bird's eye view, there's a lot of things that were missed. We got him hit too many times on twist. We had receivers to bust at times. We had backs not being in the right, place at times. So there's a lot that we got to look at before we just start talking about the quarterback.
Coach, have you ever been a part of a situation like this with the rain and the delays and all that? And with that being said, did that play with the psyche of either one of these teams?
Well, that's hard to say. I felt like we were ready to play yesterday. I feel like we were ready to play today. So as far as me blaming on, Mother Nature, we can't do that. We just got to be ready to come and play whenever we have to play. We wanted to play the game. they wanted to play the game, and they came out successful.
There's been so much about their starting quarterback. He's been there for a long time. Did you not know much about the backup just naturally? He was more effective than the starter today.
We saw him quite a few times in quarterback run situations. What we didn't see him do is throw the ball as effective as we saw him throw it today. He was really, really effective in throwing some of their RPOs and some throws off of the quarterback runs, which we hadn't seen on tape. I thought he was as accurate as we could have imagined. He was much more accurate at times even than their starting quarterback, like you said.
What can you say about Kroll? And there are a lot of freshmen, retro freshmen, and true freshmen that played out there today.
There's a lot of young people that played in the game. And at the end, I think that, you know, that had a lot to do with us not executing. You got to understand and know how to win in football games. And we grew up a lot today in the game, some of those guys, because we had to. And that's part of it. We knew that we were going to have to play good with young people, and I expect us to be able to do that.
Coach, one last question. You mentioned it just now, knowing how to win. How much of an advantage was that for A&T? This is the team that came in here on 13-game winning streak.
You know, I don't know the answer to that as far as an advantage. I know that when, you know, their backup quarterback came in, they picked up some juice and energy. We had a chance right there in the last drive because our defense got a major stop to pick up some juice and energy with a young quarterback, and we didn't get it done, and they did.
The pass to Scott where he falls down, he just kind of throws through that sequence, and I think Henley was running in and out trying to figure out what.
Yeah, so I'll talk about that is, you know, because I think the people deserve to hear what happened there. And there's, right there in that two-minute situation, we never try to complete the ball inside of the hash or inside of the numbers. And if we do, we want to be able to complete it to where we can get the ball out of bounds. At that point in time, I think it was DeAndre Ferrier left the football field with fatigue. And you just got to understand the situation there. Leroy Henley was on the sideline. He just ran in because he saw the guy. It had nothing to do with Leroy. Leroy was trying to help the football team there. But we had a receiver leave the field, and we didn't execute, and we lost a valuable 13, 14 seconds.
How tough was it for the Aggies to make the big plays, such as the 100-yard pick six and the second and long, a third and long on the end of the second half? How much did that, like, seize your momentum when you were trying to get there?
You know, I thought that they made, you know, some critical plays there. I thought the one that you're talking about was on a first down play. But I really felt like there was a lot of momentum shifts. At one point in time, I looked up at the scoreboard and they had 20 or 30 yards, and the game was really close, and we had a ton of yards. So they did some. They had some major plays, some X plays. The one where I think Leslie made the play in the corner first when Kobe was right there looking at the ball. That was another big play in the game. It was just a lot of big plays in situations where I thought our defense had played pretty good most of the game, besides those big plays.
Coach, you had a plan to improve on defense, and it seemed like there was some evidence of that improvement.
We definitely have improved. I knew that we would make a big jump. You know, we also had a plan to play better in our run game. But I knew coming in, I said it several times, they're gonna stop the run. They're gonna stop the run. We can't just go fight fire with fire. We knew they were gonna be there. And at that point in time, I thought we could have been good enough to execute. Even if they did load the box, we need to be able to throw quick hitches and out routes and things to get the ball into our playmakers' hands. We didn't get the ball into a couple of guys' hands the way I would have liked to seen us get it into.
One more question.
Coach, tradition is a big part of college football, and singing the alma mater at home games is as well. And there's probably a quarter of your team there at the end. I know the student section was depleted, but was that more of a representation of how the end of the game fared for you guys?
Well, I think that we didn't get enough time to get down there. We come to the Boneyard every single time. By the time the game was over and I shook Coach's hand, we'd already kind of started. But we try to usher them down there as quickly as we can. That is a big deal. We want to be down there as soon as we possibly can. Of course, our kids are going to shake the other team's hands, too. That's one part of the deal. We didn't want to go away without shaking those guys' hands.
Thanks, Coach.